The film that I chose was Padmavat. It's based on a poem from the 1500s, and it details a Rajput queen whose beauty was said to have caused the Hindustan Sultan Alauddin to attack the city of Chittor. There are multiple prominent themes that we see in this film, as well as others that we've reviewed. I think the most prominent would be a love story, the battle of good versus evil, as well as honor. What initially drew me to this film and the Bollywood exhibit was the elaborate details of the costumes and the jewelry. And then what further intrigued me was the description regarding the controversy surrounding the film. So this inspired me to look a bit more into what the controversy was about. The film's release was initially delayed due to an uproar from both the Rajput cast as well as Muslims because of the depiction of the characters within the film. Some in the Rajput class were upset because of a scene that was rumored to exist within the film that was a sexual scene between the Rajput queen and the Sultan Alauddin. Additionally, while no evidence exists that Padmavati actually existed in history, some believe that she is a true historical figure, and there were concerns about how she would be portrayed within the film. From my view of the film, I think the Rajput people were portrayed with valor and with courage. Conversely, I do think the Khajli people were depicted in not such a positive light. Something that we have discussed in some of our readings are a lack of representation within the films. I think at times a lack of representation can lead to what's known as a single story, where a certain group of people are viewed in a certain context, which can certainly lead to negative views of that group of people. While this depiction may not be too far off given the historical conquest of the Sultan, I do find it problematic still with such little representation within Bollywood films. Additionally, another qualm with the film is its depiction of gender and religion. Some people say that it's repressive. Given that the film was set in the 1300s, I don't really feel that that's a fair criticism. Times were a lot different then. There were multiple scenes where you could see how much the king cherished and respected his bride, from the scenes of them falling in love, their wedding, and then the intimate scarf scene before he went into battle. I think all strongly represent the love story that we see as a common theme within Bollywood films. I think Padmavati breaks the mold for what a heroine character typically is within a Bollywood film. I see her character as more fluid, like what's typically seen in a hero. The film starts with her as a hunter, then shows her as a lover, seeker of justice, with beauty and strength. And I think this character more falls in line with what we typically see as a hero, as the identity of a nation. Padmavat also breaks the mold in another way, whereas in a lot of Bollywood films, the song and dance seems to be a discontinuity of what's going on the scene, where the song and dance were limited within this film, and yet they seemed more of a continuity. So it was part of the story, not really a breakaway from the story, where Padmavati did a dance scene for her wedding, and that was just a continuity of what was going on. As the film starts to come to a close, we see Alauddin's men cowardly kill the king. And as Padmavati learns of what has happened, she prepares the women in Chittor for Johor, which is mass suicide, and this was to protect their dignity. The most striking thing about these scenes were that all the women were dressed in red. Typically, what we've read is that there's not really coordination with the designers. I think perhaps this is another way that this film was different. The red was all the same tone, and it just looked very similar. So I think there probably was coordination with the designers. While I'm not sure if the color red had any specific cultural reference, it definitely did match the mood, it seemed, of the film. While one might think that with a mass suicide, it would be depressed and troubled state and probably call for more of muted colors, the women seemed angry with Alauddin, but they also seemed content with what was going to happen next to them. And that was how the film ended. While I do definitely appreciate the fluidity of the character of our heroine, Padmavati, something that I thought was lacking was that we didn't have the discontinuity with the song and dance that is typically seen in Bollywood films. But overall, I think the film was very good.